My guest today is Jose Mojica. Jose, how you doing?
Hello. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're doing a podcast.
Great.
We're doing this podcast here, but we just started this other
one. We're doing two.
All right. And we finished episode negative two.
Negative two.
On the drive
here. Why
did
we call it negative two?
Because it's after negative one, I think. I don't know.
We
don't want to admit that it's actually on episode one yet.
I think that's right.
The thing.
I think we're still
in the beta phase.
It's like software when they go 0.95 or something.
Yeah, we're Google. Yeah. Where everything's in beta forever.
Okay. All right. Good. Good.
This was your idea. What's the podcast all about?
So the podcast, we haven't figured out. I think it's the podcast about everything. You know, people joke about the show about nothing.
The Seinfeld
show about nothing. Ours is the podcast about everything, I think. So far, we're trying to figure it out. But just our lives, right, on the way from our commute. You know, we carpool at least twice a week. And we've just, like, decided, hey, let's, you know, sometimes we think of funny things.
It sounds kind of narcissistic. Is that a fair statement?
Listen, you know, you kind of wonder if everybody who does these podcasts have a little bit of that.
Hey, watch it.
Especially, you know, if they have 100 shows or how many?
281.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. No, I think it's more of trying to share with other people, trying to connect. You know,
hopefully
we'll get some people on Twitter and tell us, yeah, we go through the same stuff, you know, and we talk about the same things, you know, sometimes.
So what's the name of the show?
Right now it's iPhone Flops and Friends.
All right.
iPhone Flops and Friends. iPhone Flops because I have a little production company. I'm a filmmaker by night. That's my superpower. And, you know, that my production company is called iFilm Flops.
I have a T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
From your production company.
Dave was actually involved in the last film we made. Flight Plan B. And that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of people from work participate in that. And we have actors, and we have some cool gear that we used, and that was fun.
So iFilm Flops and Friends is because of
And
the show.
Friends because of technology and Friends.
Yeah. So we're... We're not ready to say it's on episode one yet, but it's still available online right
yes.
now.
Yes. Right now, if you go to the show, theshow.ifilmflops.com, it'll lead you there to our shows, our practice shows.
This isn't your first try at a podcast, is it?
No, actually, I've been trying to do podcasts for a little while. You know, I just, I love that. As soon as I heard the term podcast, I went out and I bought some microphones. Ooh. And I was just like, I want to try this. And one thing I discovered was that, I keep like doing that. One thing I discovered was that even after I would record, well, you know about this. It's hard to edit the show.
Yeah, that's the most time-consuming
thing. It's really hard to edit the show, and you spend... I'm a perfectionist, and I like to, like, spend a lot of time getting it right. And pretty soon I figured out, I'm never going to do this if I have to edit, you know? So I just started looking for ways to do it live.
So this show that we're doing, we're not going to edit. We've resolved that.
We're not going to edit. Maybe we'll cut just, you know, the software lets you cut just a little bit from the front and a little bit from the end. So, like, while we're setting up the camera and stuff, we might cut that out. Maybe not. Maybe we'll even leave that in.
What if accidentally something slips out? Like, if you were to say, that jerk.
Ouch. I don't know. I don't think, you know. Well,
first
of all, we would never say that. Right, we would never say anything negative about people from work. We love everybody from work.
We actually do have a good team at work.
Oh, we do. We do. I mean, we sometimes get in disagreements, right? That's normal. And I think everybody at the end has a good time. And we always forget about it when we go to lunch. It's funny, like, we have these things called walksies, right?
Yeah.
When we go to walksies, everybody's a friend, you know. When we're outside of the work environment, everybody's
in
like
that one room where we're.
But when
we
go back to that room, it's like that
spaces,
negative energy
tabs.
Is like, well, you can't do that, you know. So I think it's it just happens like that. But
so let's get back to the podcast here. Let's check out some of this equipment here because you've invested a lot in hardware.
Oh, I love gear. That's one of the reasons that I do this stuff, you know, because my love of gear. With movies, it's like best of both worlds because I have gear, gadgets, and film, which I love.
Would you say you have a plethora of audio and video equipment?
Yeah, I just ask my wife. You know, if you ask my wife, she'll tell you.
All right, let's take a look out here. I'm going to bring the camera a little closer. So here's the setup for the podcast, which literally happens while we're driving home from work.
Yes.
And let's start with the suction cup thing.
Oh, great. So, okay. So, first of all, we have this suction cup thing, which is going to hold the camera in place. Now, we had a little issue because the camera didn't fit on top of the tripod. So, I have these clamps that I found that let you put cameras on them. And it's pretty sturdy. You know, actually, I was really surprised by how well this worked. Like, this camera doesn't move. You know, we've hit bumps, everything.
We're out on US 23, which is a major highway.
Yeah, and it just stayed there. So this is going to evolve. One of the things is I think we're going to get a different camera so that the HDMI that comes out is clean and it doesn't have... I think this camera is not meant for that, so it leaves... things like what your aperture are, you know, some of the settings of the camera are displayed as we're recording. So I don't want to do that. So in the future, we're going to have a slightly different camera, but hopefully the same size, you know, this little size. So you want me to keep going?
Okay. Walk through the wire from there down.
Yeah. So what happens is this has an HDMI out, the same type of connection that would go on your TV, for example. And what it does is, now this is a cool thing. I found this online.
This is your brand new toy.
Yeah, this is the brand new toy. I've been waiting for this for a while because I've always wanted to do it live. And what this is called the Livestream Box, broadcaster, Livestream Broadcaster. It hooks up to the service called Livestream, and it's for doing exactly what we're doing, trying to stream live a show. And it's got inputs in the back for video for your camera, and it's got also a separate one for audio. Okay, now you could get the audio straight from the camera, but usually that's not as good as having another microphone.
Agreed.
So what we did is I put the video from the camera, and I have a separate audio. And if you go back up here, you see... Here is a microphone that we're using. This is the Zoom H2N. It's got four microphones there. We've been told, this is only our second attempt at doing this. And people are not so happy yet with the sound quality. So we're going to play around with that and probably get a couple of lavalier microphones, something that will also have more noise canceling so that you don't hear the wind as we're driving and things like that. Then this box also has Wi-Fi on it, and that connects to this little gadget, which is a mobile hotspot. This is happens to be from AT&T. It's called the MiFi, and it gives us 4G speeds and basically connects us to the internet. So this box connects us to this, which then connects us to the internet, and they really made this simple. Basically has after it connects to the internet, it has a button here that just says go live, and as soon as we hit that, we're on the air.
Uncensored
totally what raw. What you see is what you get, and
it really is raw video, and
you know, it makes you a little nervous. I know I was a little nervous.
This is a cool setup. Not everybody can do this, but it wasn't cheap, but it's not like in the thousands, right?
No, it's not crazy expensive. I think about the most expensive thing is this little box, which was about $400.
Okay.
You know, so but everything else, if you have a camera, you know, a lot of cameras have HDMI out, so you can do that. And some people have hotspots on their phone. You know, they can share their network connection to the internet from their phones. So you could use something like that too, instead of a dedicated box for that, and do the same thing. And you know, and part of it is like I'm a perfectionist about video and audio, which is why we're still tweaking it and trying to make it right. But even if all you want to do is use your phone, the application for live stream is an app on your phone too. So you could just stream live from anywhere using just your phone. So we just happen to be perfectionists about that. So so we want to make sure that when people watch us, it's the best video we can do and the best sound and all that stuff.
The craziest, most outlandish content.
Yeah, and the craziest content. So we'll keep tweaking it and trying to make it better.
I think we've had two, you know, we're they call them the negative number episodes, the beta episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're ready for the real thing next week, maybe Tuesday morning.
Really? Tuesday morning?
What do you think? Should we commit to that?
I think we
can. This episode's going to be out on Monday morning.
Oh, there we go.
And so this will be a good advertisement for it because I...
Perfect.
Hundreds of Twitter followers will.
Awesome. All right. So let's do that. Let's commit to the Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning about 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
And where would people go online?
The same place, the show. So theshow.iFilmFlops, okay, .com. And that will get you to.
If they go there at 8:01 on Monday, they will see us
live. And if they can't log in at that time and watch us live, the shows are saved after that. So you can go anytime after.
So they can actually go right now and see our beta shows.
Yeah, you could go see our beta shows. And,
can they leave comments?
And they can leave comments, yeah. I think it's open. Leave comments. You can definitely send us a tweet. Or
what's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is at iFilmFlops, we have at David Giard, of course. Everybody who's listening to this will know that. And, yeah, feel free to listen to us. That's why we're doing this.
Awesome. Jose, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And then he says, well, I heard it on Technology and Friends. And he punches me in the stomach and just walks out. I mean, what was I going to say?